It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Here you come up. Hey, welcome back to Lacapoil Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo, along with Bart Hill. In game number three here at Lacapoil Valley. And Bart, we had a big upset just recently here.
The Benson team upset KMS. They had lost to them, I think, once during the regular season quite badly.
Yep.
And we were talking with head coach Rob Miller between games, and he said, you know, we play in a very, very tough conference because I think they're like 6-15. And so looking at their record, Paul, you wouldn't think Benson was very good, but he said our competition was really good, and that prepared him for that moment.
Right. Earlier this afternoon, a game you heard right here on Q92, Lacapoil Valley and the Dawson Boyd, season 13-3, and the game just completed. As Bart mentioned, Benson upset KMS 8-5. That was the sixth seed beating the third seed. And earlier in the season, KMS did beat Benson by a score of 11-1. And so Benson got him in the playoffs here, Bart.
Yeah.
And you usually see that happen often, don't you?
Well, you can, and that's the thing about that first-round game. It's single elimination, you know, so the nerves are a little bit too much for some people. But, you know, like, you know, most teams don't play Benson because they're not in our conference, so they're really kind of an unknown factor, although KMS did play them. But, you know, Tess Nygaard threw for Benson, a freshman. She did a tremendous job.
All right, we're going to get the ball game underway here. Both teams did take infield. They got the field ready with a robot.
I just love that.
And so here we go, and we have a freshman in the circle pitching for Lacapoil Valley, and that's Ava Deline. Deline and pitcher Mortensen. Here's the first pitch by Ava, and it's outside. Who do we got behind the plate today?
This is Vance Gullickson from Morse.
You got three umpires here? Yeah. So the winner, big important game here, has popped up, and Miami Geyser had an opportunity to make a catch in front of the first base dugout and unable to get there in time.
Yeah, just didn't go high enough or far enough.
This is Jada O'Leary, the shortstop.
I was talking to Coach Swatsky between games, and I was asking what pitches the pitchers throw, and he said, our pitchers just throw a fastball and change it. That's it.
Deline delivers. And that's low for a ball. Bart's also doing double duty, running the scoreboard again, and doing commentating.
There you go.
Here's Ava in her windup. Pitch popped up, foul territory, and Maddie Geyser with an opportunity. And did she make
it?
I think she caught it.
Well, there was a lot of cheering from the Lacapoil bench, so I'm guessing she'd catch that.
Maddie Geyser right in front of the Benson dugout. She was out of our view. But good catch.
That had to be real close to the fence or the dugout because we lost sight of her.
Here's Ava Williams, left-handed batter, takes a strike. We saw Ava Deline pitch against Camby Miniota and did an outstanding job.
Yeah, was it a 2-0 game?
I think
both pitchers did great.
And here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back. Boy, in that Benson game, Benson pounded out the hits against a very good pitcher for KMS.
They really did. They came out swinging right away, Paul. It's like every pitch that was close, they went after it.
Defensively for the Eagles, used the usual defensive positions. Here's the pitch outside. Aiden Bond behind the plate. Geyser's at first, a freshman. Traeger, a sophomore at second. Whitten Abel, a junior at short. And Sadie Zarbach, a sophomore at third. Kahn in left. Amlin and center, they're both seniors, and Borsted in right. Here's a pop-up, shallow center field right in front of Abby, and there's your first hit of the ball game off. Ava Williams of Benson.
Senior outfield and the infield and the pitcher are really young.
Yeah, we got seniors in the outfield, Kahn, Amlin, and Borsted. And here's the number three batter for Benson, Megan Robletsky. Robletsky. Got a couple Robletskys. I think I'm saying that right. Am I, Brody?
I've been saying Robletsky, okay. But I don't know if I'm right.
Here's the pitch. and swung on. Nice pitch there by Dillon. You know, we talked with Coach Sawatsky before the game here, and Ava's really improved on her changeup.
Yeah, it's quite a difference in speed.
Pitch outside, throw it on the first, and Williams gets back to first base. We saw Aiden Bond do that a number of times. She likes to throw down the first after the pitch.
She's a very aggressive catcher throwing it around.
Aiden's a sophomore as well. Here's a pitch, ground ball foul down the third base side. You know, we're nice and cozy up here in the press box with a heater, and it is nasty cold out there.
Yeah, everyone's in blankets, wrapped up and stuff, and what do we got? Some strange guy in a costume out in left field out there.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, change up, swing, and a miss, strike three, throw down the second. And they got a stolen base, but a strikeout. What a change up by Dillon.
Wow, that girl could have swung three times before the ball got to her.
Two outs.
And Coach Sawatsky was asking the umpire about something. I'm not sure what it was.
Williams broke.
It could have been after the swing call.
Yep.
Maybe he was arguing that.
Yep.
She got in the way of the catcher trying to throw it down the second.
Here's Ella Sanders for Benson. Ground ball hit the shortstop and the throw to first. That was Whitnable to Geiser and for the third out, 6-3 put out. For Benson, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Williams at second base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Section 3A softball here on Q92. No score between the Braves and the Eagles. We'll be right back.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pierce and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pizza Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Frog at Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Souther Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Tadditz Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prince Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, this is Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Biesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. No score between Benson and Lacapone Valley. Aiden Bond just hit a high fly ball in center field, and it was dropped by the center fielder, and Bond goes all the way to third base, Bart.
Yeah, that's that aggressive base running. She was running it out from the start. It just bounced right out of the glove of the center fielder, and Aiden Bond just kept trucking around to third base. Three base error.
We saw Maddie Geiser do a major league pop-up in the first game. And here's a pass ball, and the Eagles are going to score. Here comes Bond in to score, and it's 1-0, Lacapone Valley.
Yeah, not the kind of way you want to start the game with a three-base error and a wild pitch to score the first run of the game.
And so Callie Kahn batting here for Lacapone Valley, and she swings at that one, fouls it back. One ball, one strike to Kahn. Yeah, that was a major league pop-up. Ella Sanders out there in center field looked like she had it under control, just glanced off her glove. swing and a miss. Callie's had two home runs here this season for the Eagles, so she's got some power.
Yeah, I'd like to see one.
Let's talk about that Benson KMS game that was just completed. It was pretty entertaining at the end there, wasn't
it? Yeah. Well, it was a 3-1 game going into the seventh inning, and then Benson scored 5 runs, went up 8-1, and then KMS came back, scored 3, and had, was it the bases loaded?
Tying run at the plate. Yeah, that base is loaded, tying run at the plate, and Benson got out of it. Benson, just 6 wins on the season, but Coach Rob Miller told us that they play in the Pheasant Conference. And
Prairie Conference.
A Prairie Conference, yeah. Pitch down low, and there's ball 4 to Kahn. The Eagles made a base runner. Here's Maddie Geiser, probably swinging the hottest bat in the Camden Conference right now.
Yeah. I want to see her get one over the fence and maybe target it to a windshield out there. There's a lot of cars parked behind the fence.
Ground ball foul. So Benson eliminated KMS. And how often you say that, Benson, KMS done in the first round? You haven't said that for many years.
Yeah. So I always think the biggest upset always comes the 3-versus-6 matchup. That seems to be the most common one.
Oh, really?
Upset, yeah.
Okay.
You see it a lot.
Geiser, 1-1 against Dawson Boyd last week. Maddie had, 8 RBIs?
That's a lot.
Pitches high. There goes Kahn down the second. The throw not in time. A stolen base for Callie Kahn.
RBI chance for Maddie Geiser.
Maddie is just a 9th grader. Here's a swing and a miss for strike 3. And there's one out. Here's Abby Amlin. Abby went to what, 3-for-4?
3-for-4, depending on what you look at. But, yeah, she had 3 big hits.
Swing and a miss. She has a nice swing.
Yeah, including the last one, it would have been a double, but there was a runner on second base. She hit a shot over the shortstop's head. That ended up ending the game in a 10-run rule.
The pitch to Abby is out high for a ball. And I know her Aunt Barb is listening in Somerset, Wisconsin. The next pitch down low. And here's the throw to third. Kahn steals third base.
Yeah, see that aggressive base running again? You really, if you're a defense against the Eagles, you really have to pay attention all the time, because even if you let up for a second ball, they will steal you blind.
2-1 to Abby. The pitch from Nygaard. High fly ball, center field. And the center fielder's not going to get there. She dives for it, misses the ball, and Kahn's going to score, and Amlin goes into second base.
Yeah, good try by the center fielder. She dove for it, just went off her glove. So a double for Amlin, RBI double.
And tough play out there for Sanders. She gave a good shot, try, though.
She ran a long ways and dove, just came up a little short.
2-0. Lock of Pearl Valley jumping out to a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. Tess Nygaard is Benson's pitcher, a freshman. Now facing Eva Traeger, who is the Neon Needles Subway player of the game in the first game against Dawson Boyd.
And it was her first time, she said, and she was pretty darn excited and proud, Paul.
Yes, she was. And Eva is a sophomore. And there's a solid hit to left center field. It's going to go in the gap all the way to the fence. And that is going to score Amlin from second base. Traeger goes in with an RBI double.
Yeah, back-to-back RBI doubles by the Eagles. Put them up 3-0 now. Just in the first inning, only one out.
Wow, solid hit.
Yeah, that was
Traeger.
A no-doubter.
Yeah, she said that was her very first player to game t-shirt.
Yeah, well-deserved.
Here's number 10, Sadie Zarbach. Sadie had a tough time at the plate in the first game against the Blackjacks.
He's an aggressive swinger as well.
Pitch high and outside by Nygaard.
Well, you watch the secondary lead of the Eagles after the pitch, you know, crosses the plate. They get big secondary leads. So the catcher even drops a little bit, they're going to take off.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2 to Zarbach. One out here in the bottom of the first. Eagles now lead 3-0. And they have Traeger at second base. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Abby goes down swinging for out number 2.
3 aggressive cuts on strikes. She just couldn't make contact.
So Nygaard has struck out Geiser and Zarbach, and here's Raya Borsted, the right fielder for the Eagles. Pitches way high, gets by the catcher, and Traeger goes to third base on the wild pitch.
Yeah, flew right over her head, had no chance.
Borsted at the plate for La Caparo Valley, two outs. Eagles lead 3-0. Pitch right down the middle for a strike.
In the game against Dawson, I think the Eagles scored 4 in the first inning, or 5. So they're aggressive right away. Same thing in this game.
Here's a 1-1 pitch. Popped up. First baseman, Osterbauer. No, the second baseman, Goosen, comes over and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Eagles come up with 3 big runs there in the first inning on 2 hits. No errors, or 1 error. And they leave one on base. Hey, we're going to go to the top of the second out here at La Caparo Valley. You're listening to Section 3A Softball. The Eagles lead Benson 3-0. We'll be right back.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels. Propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Caparo Valley. You're listening to Section 3A softball action here on Q92. Got baseball happening, too, and I know Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks trying to win the Camden Conference Park.
Yeah, they are playing at KMS and winning. They are the champions. They're ahead 8-1 now in the bottom or top of the third inning. So they're in command early on in that game with a chance to be second year in a row. They were Camden Conference champs last year as well.
Wow. Give you an update on Mineota Canby softball team. They're in Double A. They're playing down in Jackson. And get you an update here quick as soon as I can. And let's see, who do we got batting here? The 5, 6, and 7 batters for Benson. Here's Maddie Osterbauer. Face Ava Delene. Swing and a miss for strike 2.
That changeup there, just so far on their front foot out in front of that.
I saw Ava pitch earlier in the season, and I agree with Coach Swatsky. She has improved her pitching 100%, especially the changeup. Next pitch to number 11, Osterbauer, is a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Eagles lead 3-0 if you're just tuning in. Got a lot of cars listening on the radio out here at La Caparo Valley. Ball 2, 2-2 count. Robetsky on deck. Delene delivers. There's a shot, the second. Traeger feels it, bobbles it, can't make the play.
Yeah, it was just kind of it was a little short, soft liner and just kind of hit the aggro line, just kind of stopped, and she bobbled it just enough to allow the runner to get to first base.
So Benson has a base runner. They're down 3-0 here in the top of the second. Delene in the windup, and the pitch, swing and a miss to Robetsky. Paige Robetsky, the third baseman. Look at the pitching circle there, Bart. It's kind of the same design as Benson KMS game.
Yeah.
Swing. Oh, no. Down low.
That robotic chalker, I just get a kick out of it. I think it's the greatest thing ever. How it gets to be so accurate, it's amazing.
3-0. Eagles lead here in a second. Swing and fall back.
I think she
missed it. Yeah. It's a strike, and going down the second is Osterbauer.
That was one of those. Coach Schlotzky says, no, nobody throws a curveball on our team, but it looks like it's breaking away from a right-handed hitter. Could be maybe the wind catching it just enough.
2 strikes on Robetsky, and a pitch. Called strike 3. Second strikeout of the game for Ava Delene. 1 out. Here's Maddie Rezink, the designated player. Delene delivers. High for ball. Well, this is a big game because you want to stay in the winner's bracket.
It's always great to advance in the winner's bracket.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 1. don't have any scores from the south half yet of Section 3. Here's a wind-up in the pitch by Dillon, and there's a little change-up for strike.
Yeah, if you can mix it up with two pitches and throw strikes, obviously you're going to be really effective, and so far early on, that's what Ava is doing.
A couple updates here. Here's a swing. I don't know, pitch was down low. In baseball, RTR handed Murray County Central, I believe, their first loss of the season, 6-5. Central Minnesota Christian, 17. Lakeview, 1 in baseball. And Canby beat Hancock 6-3.
The full count now on the batter.
One out. Benson has a runner at second. That's Oscar Bauer. Here's a swing and foul back by Rezink. Did you say your name? Rezink?
Rezink is Rezink. What they told
okay,
us.
Yep. Madeline. Madison.
If we're botching that, you can blame your head coach.
Rob Miller. We'll call him out.
Pronunciations for us.
Should have mentioned Rob Miller is the head coach for Benson. There's a pass ball and a ball four for Rezink.
And alertly, the runner at second gets down to third. So a little first and third situation.
Rob Miller is the head coach of the Braves. First year head coach.
Yeah, he's kind of been around the area. He's been in Lakeview, Wyoming, Montevideo, and now in Benson.
Hattie Bond, the catcher, flashing signals there to let the infield know what we're going to do with runners on the corners. And just one out. So a big at-bat here by Tess Nygaard, the pitcher for Benson. Eagle defense ready. Here's the pitch from Dillon. Swing and a miss for strike one.
Started her off on that changeup, and Tess was way out in front of it. And if you got aggressive hitters, that's a great, great strategy.
Osterbauer at third. Rezink at first. Nygaard at the plate. Ava delivers, swing and a miss, and gets by the catcher, but the runners are going to stay at third anyway. But Rezink goes down to second base.
Yeah, that ball bounced off and came back in a hurry. I don't believe she would have had a chance to score on that coming home.
3-0, Eagles leading here in a second, but Benson threatening with runners on second and third. Nygaard at the plate, swing and a miss, struck her out. Big strikeout for Ava Dillon.
All three of those strikes were swings and misses, and they're on the outside part of the plate.
Here's the number 9 batter for Benson, Dallas Gary. Dallas Gary, the batter, with teammates on second and third. Pitch is down low for a ball. Nice stop by the catcher, Aiden Bond.
Yeah, she goes down to her knees and blocks really well, and that just saves a lot of runs from scoring from third.
Paul Ramel, Bart Hill out here at Lacapau Valley on a very cold Tuesday night. Third game of the day here. And the pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Big cut there by Dallas Gary. Number 6. Big at bat here early in the game. Next pitch, change up, strike two. Love that pitch.
She can get out of this inning with no runs.
Think she'll throw it again?
I would.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here we go. There it is. Called strike three. What a pitch by Dillon as she comes off the field with all smiles and gets high fives from her teammates. Hey, she struck out three batters in that inning. And the Eagles lead 3-0 for Benson. No runs, no hits, one Eagle error, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with the Eagles coming to bat. They lead 3-0. You're listening to Section 3A softball right here on Q92.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value? Or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. When you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. Then we are not your contract. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2596. And remember, good days give you happiness, Bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, out here at Lacapra Valley. You're listening to Section 3A softball action. Here's the Eagles leading 3-0, and it's the 8, 9, and 1 batters. We're going to have Carson Whitnable, Maya Mortensen, and Aiden Bond, the first three batters for the Eagles, to face a very good pitcher in Tess Nygaard of the Braves. And there's two balls, no strikes to Carson Whitnable. Nygaard delivers to Whitnable. It's way high for ball three.
The final score from Glenwood, Minnewaska 7, Lacapra 5 in baseball.
3-0 count here to Whitnable. There's a strike. Coach Sawatsky at third base coaching box. Coach Ryan Lee over at first base. Nygaard pitch. Ground ball hit the second. Goosen fields it, throws the first. And there's your first out here in the bottom of the second. 4-3 put out. And here's the designated player in Maya Mortensen. Last score I got in the seventh inning, Redwood Valley was beating Mineota Canby softball in double A, section 3 double A, down in Jackson, 8-3 in the seventh. Haven't got a final on that yet. Mortensen pops it up in the infield. The pitcher will make the catch for the second out.
Two quick outs for the Braves.
Here's the top of the order for Lacapra Valley and Aiden Bond. Aiden reached on air and she came around the score in the first inning. Tess Nygaard's pitch swung on and fell back.
I think I would have caught that if the net wasn't there.
Do you have a hot dog between games? It's grilled.
I had a hamburger.
They're grilled.
Yeah.
Somebody's out there grilling. There's a pitch fouled back by Aiden.
Hamburger, it was delicious.
If the girls down there in the concession, it's pretty cold out.
Yeah.
They got their winter coats on and they're working hard. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, just missed. Aiden Bond at the plate, two outs, bottom of the second. Nygaard's pitch, way high for a ball, two. 2-2.
Thank you.
Pay attention, Bart. He's running the scoreboard.
I'm too poor to pay attention.
2-2 count, two outs. Nygaard's delivery is high for ball three. Got a full count. If Aiden can get aboard. Callie Kahn waiting her turn. Here's a full count pitch. Pop foul. Right in front of us. Leg out. Somebody make a catch down there? Mr. Amlin. Might have made a catch on the fly in foul territory. Here's the windup of the pitch. Popped up. Right side. The first baseman, Osterbauer. Is she gets there? No, she can't.
I saw a glance off her glove, so she made a good try.
I should have mentioned, between games, there's a umpire official here grading the umpires that are umping today. She's seen his notebook. Swing and a miss by Bond. So there's three outs. We'll continue that conversation when we get back from commercial break. Eagles lead 3-0 over Benson, and we're going to the top of the third. We'll be right back.
If you're a woman over 40, getting a mammogram is smart. Choosing one that may be more accurate than your current screening, that's genius. Get a Genius 3D mammography exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparral and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparral and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Welcome back to Lacapra Valley on a very cold, cold Tuesday. Right, Bart?
It's warm up here, but yeah, I did step down to talk to some umpires and coaches and fans, and it was definitely cold.
Well, Benson's going to put up the 2, 3, and 4 batters. They're down 3-0 to the Eagles. Both teams will travel to Marshall on Saturday. It all depends what time they're going to play. You want to remain in the winner's bracket. If you win this game, you'll play at 11 o'clock in Marshall. And you always want to stay in the winner's bracket in the section tournament. It makes it a lot easier. There's a ground ball, hit the Zarbach at third, and she fires it to first for the out.
Well, you had commented in the first game how strong her arm is, and I think that's the first ball we've seen her field, and she fired that across the diamond.
Yeah, the first game I did for Lock Ball, I was in awe of how hard she throws the first. She's really got a strong arm, Sadie Zarbach. Here's Ava Williams batting, left-handed batter. She got a base hit to center field in her first at-bat. Bond behind the plate, Geiser at first, Traeger at second, Whitnable at short, Zarbach at third. That's your infield. Here's the pitch to Williams. It's high for a ball. Kahn, Amlin, and Forstead out in the outfield for La Caprile Valley. Got to be cold out there.
Yeah, I would sure think so.
And the pitch, ground ball, foul down the first base side. I think we saw a KMS. They actually had winter coats on when they were playing.
Yeah, they did. Had some big bulky
coats. You have
coats.
Different feelings about that.
You should always wear your uniform. That's what I tried to do.
No matter how cold.
Yep. I wore my uniform. I didn't put on a jacket. And we had to give the Lock Park coaches a hard time in one of their last home games. I think they were even wearing stocking caps and gloves. Come on, guys.
Game up.
Yes.
Ava Williams at the plate, pitch down low. By Deline.
3-1 or 3-2?
I think the umpires look at the scoreboard to see what the count is, too.
No, he hasn't put up any different fingers. So
three something. I saw the three fingers. There's a pitch outside for ball four, and that might have been the first walk. Oh, second walk of the game by Deline.
I always remember Bud Grant, as you do. You know, it didn't matter what the temperature was. He was in his coaching polo shirt with short sleeves. He said, you never let the cold beat you mentally.
Megan Robletsky at the plate. Takes the ball. Lock Brawl leading 3-0 after both teams won earlier this afternoon. And the pitch from Deline is low for ball two. Eagles ended Dawson Boyd's season 13-3. And Benson upset KMS 8-5 to end KMS's season. First round is, here's the pitch inside. Throw down to first by Bond. Geiser throws a tag and they almost got her.
That was a quick throw. Aiden Bond really has a strong arm, and she's not afraid to throw it around.
3-0 count to Robletsky, and the pitch is down low. Back-to-back walks now by Ava.
Yeah, that's uncharacteristic of her.
So Benson with one out here, down 3-0, putting up their number 4 batter, Ella Sanders, the center fielder, at the plate. Ava in her winds up, and the pitch is down low. Nice stop by the catcher, Bond.
Yeah, she's thrown a couple dirt balls to the last two batters, but Bond's doing a great job of going down on her knees and blocking those.
Williams at second, Robletsky at first for Benson. There's a shot to right center that might, it's caught by Amlin, and the throw into the infield. And Abby Amlin with a nice running catch in center for the second out.
And heads up on the runner at second base,
Williams
tagged up and went to third because, you know, if you think it's going to be in the gap and you take off running, well, you won't have time to go back and tag.
Boy, I thought that was going to drop in the gap there, but Abby got over there quickly from center field.
Yeah, when it first was hit, I thought it was going to be a shot over the center or second baseman's head.
Here's Maddie Osterbauer, runners on the corners. That was a big out, two outs now here in the third. Pitches in the dirt, Aiden Bond with the stop.
That's one thing, Paul, as you know, watching the Eagles, they're really aggressive. When that ball gets in the dirt, you would see them take off for second base on that particular play.
Two outs, top of the third, 3-0 Eagles. And there's a solid shot to center. And drops in front of Amlin. That's going to score a run. So an RBI single by Maddie Osterbauer.
Up to bat, number 3.
And it's 3-1. Going down to second was Robletsky.
Yeah, that was another line drive hit and didn't get far enough out to Amlin to be able to make the catch.
Here's Paige Robletsky.
Another hit.
And this is number three, a base hit the center. Here comes the throw to the plate, not in time. It's 3-2.
Oh.
This is Paige Robletsky.
It's three straight hard hit balls. One of them was the one that Abby tracked down, but after a couple walks, they put together some really good at-bats.
Back-to-back singles by Osterbauer and Robletsky, and here's Matty Rozinc. Runners on first and second. Eagles trying to get this third out here.
I believe she went around in the
Yep, that's right.
Swing.
Yep. Rozinc. I believe that's how you pronounce her last name. Well, it's 3-2. Tying run for Benson's at second base with two outs. If DeLean can get out of this jam, there's a shot to right center. That's trouble. Going to go all the way to the fence. Here comes Osterbauer around third. Here comes Robesky down around third. Here's the throw to third. Not in time. It's a triple for Matty Rozinski, scoring two runs.
Wow, that was a good gap shot. Went all the way out to the fence. Easily scored the two runs. And give her credit, she hustled, legged it into a triple.
And a new score is 4-3. Benson leading Lacapaul Valley, all with two outs here.
Tess Nygaard up. She certainly can help herself out as the pitcher coming up big as a hitter.
Rozinc with a huge hit. And here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Swing and a miss there by Tess Nygaard.
She went down looking at her swinging, I think, her first time up.
That was a one legit hit there by Rozinc, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they've had four straight hard hit balls.
And a swing and a miss for strike two. Two strikes on Tess Nygaard with two outs. Runner on third for Benson.
Let's see if she comes back with that changeup then. Get Nygaard a little bit on her front foot.
Benson has scored four here in the third. Now they lead the Eagles 4-3. There's a ball thrown at Nygaard. Nygaard struck out and are only at bat. DeLean trying to work her way out of a jam here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Another nasty changeup part.
That was a good one.
So, Benson comes up with four runs on three hits, and no errors, and they leave one on. And the Benson Braves now lead Lacapaul Valley 4-3 as the Eagles come to bat in the bottom of the third. You're listening to Section Softball right here on Q92.
Dawson Tire Company, located 5 miles west of Dawson on Highway 212, says it's not too early to think about farm tires. Keep Dawson Tire Company in mind. We do all tires, passenger, pickups, trucks, tractor tires, and on-the-farm tire repairs and service. Dawson Tire Company carries most brands. Give them a call at 320-841-2102. Dawson Tire Company. A Shocker family business. If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite LLC Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com.
All right, Benson leading Lacapaul Valley 4-3 here in the bottom of the third. And the first batter for the Eagles was Callie Kahn, and she hit it through the shortstop's legs for an error. And Kahn's on second base, so the tying runs at second base here in the bottom of the third.
Like Kirill Kaprizov hitting a slap shot right through the goalie. That thing was a shot right between her legs.
Here's Maddie Geiser batting. Pitches high, gets away from the catcher, and Kahn's going to go to third. So the tying run goes to third base here in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, and that's kind of how the game started, with an error and a wild pitch. Got a runner in scoring position, and same thing's happening here in the bottom of the third.
Tess Nygaard, a freshman pitcher for Benson, in the circle. The pitch inside to Maddie is a ball. Two balls, one strike to Geiser.
Maddie's had a couple home runs this year or more.
Here's the pitch. Down low for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Maddie Geiser. She's got an RBI out there at third base to tie the ball game up. Nygaard's delivery, and ground ball, third left field. Goes out to left field. That's going to score Kahn, and the Eagles tie it up. Geiser's on her way to second base.
Yeah, it was just a hard shot. Almost hit the base. The third baseman was going to backhand it, but it was hit so hard she didn't quite get to it. And of course, you worry about it hitting the runner. She was in foul territory, so RBI double.
How about Maddie Geiser? No pitch, and Geiser's going to go to third base. On a low pitch, a ball. Here's Abby Amlin.
That's that aggressive base running. All it has to do is get in the dirt, and they'll take off and run, and you don't get them. You don't see them getting thrown out.
Abby Amlin pops it up right side. Osterbauer, the first baseman, reached for it, and she's out of my view. Did she make the catch?
I believe it went over her head. Came up and the wind just pushed it away a little bit, and I saw her reach up and it just went right over her glove.
Okay. So Abby picks up the bat and we'll do it all over with Geiser at third base.
That was a high pitch, so I'm pretty sure she's happy she gets another chance.
There's a solid hit, center field. The center field going over. She's not going to get there. Goes all the way to the fence. Abby Amlin in a stand-up RBI double. Her second RBI of the game.
That was a hard hit ball to hop her out to the fence in right center. Well, she's really glad that that first baseman didn't catch that foul ball.
And that scored Geiser, and the Eagles lead 5-4.
Well, you get to the middle part of this Eagles lineup, and they are just really good hitters.
Here's Eva Traeger. She had an RBI in her first at bat. Pitches down low to Eva for ball one. Amlin's swinging a hot bat here today. At least she went 3-for-4 in the first game. There's a shot over there. Shortstop makes the catch. Jada O'Leary.
Boy, she kind of got fooled right away, and then she had to do a back step and jump up and just barely got that. So good recovery by the shortstop.
Jada O'Leary with a nice catch. Here's Sadie Zarbach. She laces it down the right field line. Just foul. Boy, the Eagles are coming away swinging here in the third inning.
They are.
5-4, the new score. The Eagles lead.
This is turning into be an entertaining game. A lot of big hits.
Yeah, we're only in the third inning. Zarbach at the plate. The pitch. Outside for a ball. Paul has Paul Zarbach's got
Kelly.
A tent up.
Yeah,
an enclosed tent.
It's like a fan tent or something. I don't know the official word, but...
Pitch is in... Oh, it's a strike.
He said people laughed at me right away, but then they step inside and realize how warm it is because you feel no wind in there.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
And it's got plastic, like, windows all around so you can see everything. I'm jealous. I like that.
Nice fastball there by the freshman Tess Nygaard to get Zarbach out. That's a big out. Two outs now for Benson. And Eagles have a runner on second. Pitch inside gets away. Oh, it hit her. It hit number four.
Yeah,
that's not Raya Borstedt batting, is it? Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yeah, that was a ball that just skipped in the dirt right by home plate, bounced up and hit her in the leg. And she will happily trot down to first base.
Here's Carson Whitnable. Runners on first and second for La Caparo Valley. They lead 5-4 now here in the bottom of the third. Both teams will play in Marshall on Saturday, but who wants to stay in the winner's bracket? Next pitch high to Whitnable. Two outs. Tess delivers. Swing and a miss. Good healthy cut there. Good pitch by Nygaard. Runner on second is Abby Amlin. Horsted at first base. Here's a pitch called strike three.
Okay. I missed one pitch, sorry.
Called strike three, and that'll end the inning, but the Eagles come up with two runs on two hits, one error, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth. The Eagles have a one-run lead over the Benson Braves. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from Lacapaw Valley High School right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Paul Ramel, Bart Hill back here at La Caprile Valley. You're listening to Section 3A Softball. Hard to believe we're in section play already, Bart.
That is crazy. May 19th, we're in section play, and it still feels like it's late November.
Yeah, it's supposed to stay cool all week. Next week I saw some 80s projected.
There's a frost watch tonight in our area.
I believe that.
I didn't think I'd hear that in May.
All right, so 9-1 and 2 batters for Benson. They're down a run now. They scored 4 last inning against Ava Deline. Let's see what Ava can do here. The freshman delivers to Dallas Gary. And that's a ball. American flag out there still blowing. Not as hard as it was when I first got here, and there's a pitch down in the dirt for ball two. O'Leary, or Gary struck out in the second inning. Both these teams won earlier this afternoon.
She's really in the front of the batter's box. You can see her front foot's right on the line.
Pitch outside. You know, up here in the press box, you can really see inside the circle of the pitcher and how they drag their feet. You can see the mark in the dirt. There's a strike call. Nice pitch by Deline.
Yeah, it's really a big groove that points right towards the first base dugout. And I just assumed it was just one pitcher, but they all follow the same pattern. So,
3-1 to Dallas Gary. And she pops that one first base side. Geyser up against the fence. Okay. And I think she caught it.
She did?
She did. Maddie Geyser.
The dugout was clapping.
She's a ball player, Maddie Geyser.
And she just loves ball. I think she could be one of those that would just play every single day, doubleheader if she could.
I believe she's only a ninth grader, right?
That's what they
told us. Yep. All right, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Lacapaw Valley 5, Benson 4. Top of the order for the Braves here, and Jada O'Leary. And here's a pop fly, center field, Amlin on the run, and makes the catch out there in right center field.
Good over-the-shoulder catch. Looked like the wind was pushing it away from her, but she reached up over her shoulder and made a nice grab for out number two.
Eagles really have some good outfielders.
Yeah. They get just a good jump on the ball, and that's the key to playing outfield.
Ava Williams batting for Benson, the number two batter. She walked last inning, came around the score to pitch down low. As I mentioned, Benson plays in the Prairie Conference. You know, other teams there is like Osakis, Ashby, Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Swanville is like ranked in the top.
Yeah, I think Kerouac said number four in Class A.
There's a ground ball. Traeger to second baseman. Scoops it up and underhands it to Geyser for the third out.
Nice play moving to her left, about 4 or 5 steps.
Hey, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles have a one-run lead over Benson 5-4. We'll take a break and be right back.
Larson Brothers Concrete has 2 dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8454. 8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area. And give Shannon or Nick a call today for free estimates for the upcoming concrete season.
All right, 5-4, Lacapaul Valley leading Benson in a very important winner's bracket game here. Because your life is a lot easier if you stay in the winner's bracket. Makes it very hard if you drop down in the loser's bracket to get in that championship game. So a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles send up their 9-1-2 batters. Here's Maya Mortensen.
They all have really good speed. They want to get on base for those power hitters.
Maya's a designated player. One ball, one strike to Mortensen, and she looks down to Coach Sawatsky. Wind blowing straight out. Nygaard's pitch is a ball inside. I'm just about out of trail mix. Game number three. I killed a whole bag of trail mix. Swing and a miss.
I don't like the raisins. That's why I don't eat it. You just give me the M&Ms. I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah? You like the M&Ms?
I do.
2-2 pitch. High for ball three to Mortensen. Eagles scored three in the first and two in the third. They lead 5-4 here in the fourth. The pitch. Pop ball. Look out. Ooh.
Just snuck over the top of the fence.
Yeah. Got a lot of people wrapped in blankets out here, sitting in the bleachers, winter coats on. Saw a guy walking around in a face mask. Ground ball, second base. It's a little dribbler. Goosen scoops it, throws the first, and they just get Mortensen.
Now that was a little more challenging play than it looked like right away. It was just a slow little dribbler to second. But she did a nice job getting over there and underhand tossed the first baseman.
Here's the top of the order for Lacapaul Valley and Aiden Bond. Tess Nygaard delivers, and a ball. Appreciate everyone tuning in to Q92. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com. We're heard all around the world. In Somerset, Wisconsin.
Sounds like a warm place, Somerset.
2-0 count to Aiden, swung on. Ooh, what's the umpire say there? It hit her? Nope. Just a strike, I think.
Not sure why it was so dramatic.
I never seen an umpire make that kind of a gesture before.
It was definitely a swing.
Nygaard's pitch. Right side, base hit the right field for Aiden Bond.
Yeah, nice line drive. The pitch was a little bit outside. She went with it, put it over the first baseman's head.
Good at bat there for Aiden Bond of the Eagles. And here's Callie Kahn. Callie walked, came around the score in the first inning, reached on air, and she came around the score in the third. And now there's one out here in the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles have a base runner and Aiden Bond at first. Kahn at the plate. There goes Bond on the pitch. Throw down the second, and she is... she's safe.
That was a heck of a throw by the catcher.
That was awful close. Bond just slipped under the tag there, and Coach Rob Miller's coming out. Think he's going to argue the call here.
Well, I'm not sure. You really can't argue whether they're out or safe. It'd only be if, like, they missed a tag or something like that. But the throw was about a foot right over the top of second base, and the defensive player caught it and made a quick tag. One of those bang-bang plays could go either way.
Rob Miller, a short discussion with the third base umpire, and now he's headed back to the dugout.
What was the pitch? One strike, right?
I'm not sure. And the pitch, next pitch is a strike.
I think it's 0-2 now. I thought he held up one, but I got to...
Callie Kahn at the plate, runner on second, and Aiden Bond. Eagles have a one-run lead here over the Benson Braves in section softball.
That hit her.
In solid hit her. So Callie was hit by a pitch. Now the Eagles have runners on first and second, and one out, and a one-run lead, and guess who's stepping up to the plate?
Maddie Geiser.
Maddie Geiser. She had an RBI double in her last at-bat. And she takes the first pitch, a fastball for strike. Let's see what Maddie can do here.
Got some fast runners, too. They might elect even try stealing a base.
Pit stop. Oh, there goes the runner to third, and she is going to be out of there.
Oh.
She is out.
Do we know what the pitch was, anyone?
Double steal on the play there. Coach Sawatsky calling a double steal.
I'm going to do a ball.
And here's the pitch. It's high for a ball to Geiser.
We'll see if he puts up his fingers.
Conn at second. That was a double steal, Bart, I think.
Yes.
And now Nygaard's pitch in the dirt. He gets away, and Conn's going to trot the third.
The 3-1.
Umpire needs to put up his fingers. Well,
Clint and Blake did a great job after every pitch.
And we got
three, two. Okay,
here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball, center field. Sanders coming in and makes the catch for the third out. A running catch in by Ellis Sanders, Benson's center fielder. Saved a run there. Well, the Eagles had a number of runners there, just couldn't get a run across. And they go down here in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 5-4. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here at Lacaparl Valley High School, Section 3A softball playoffs. And we got a good game, Bart. 5-4, Eagles lead here in the fifth.
Yeah, we had a chance there to add to the lead, and Benson made a couple nice plays, throwing a runner out at third base, and Tess Nygaard got him out of that. So, one-run game entering the fifth inning.
Here's Megan Robletsky, that started out for Benson here in the top of the fifth. Tight ball game, 5-4, and a strike thrown there by Ava Deline.
Well, as we go on to this game now, the last three innings, every play becomes a little more pressure-packed.
Next pitch by Deline in the dirt for a ball. Bart's going to be heading to Tennessee this weekend.
Long drive, but yes, to watch some College World Series baseball action. It'll be fun.
Here's the windup by Deline. The pitch is way high. Yeah, we got a chance between games to talk to his son, Brandon, because the seedings just came out. Who are they going to play against?
Oh, gosh, now I got to remember.
Some team college from New York, wasn't it?
Yes, and they got the number 4 seed overall, which is really cool.
There's a shot to center field, base hit by Megan Robletsky, and it gets by Amlin, and now Robletsky's on her way to second base.
Yeah, it was just a one-hopper line drive, and it bounced off her kneecap. I don't know if it took a little funny hop, and then bounced off her knee and got a little ways away from her, enough for the runner to get down to second base.
Here's Ellis Sanders. Alec Tech got the 4 seed, right?
Correct.
How many teams are there?
There are 8. That's the highest seed that anyone from our region's ever been. We usually get the number 8 seed.
There's a swing and foul back by Ellis Sanders, the center fielder.
Got an update from KMS. Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks in baseball, are up 9-1. Again, if they hold on to win that game, they will be, for the second year in a row, the Camden Conference champions.
Pitch from Deline, a changeup, missed high for a ball. 1-1.
Well, I'm just impressed with the Benson team. They really have been putting the bat on the ball today.
Runner on second is Robletsky, and here's the pitch from Ava. Down in dirt, nice stop again by Aiden Bond.
You can prevent those runners from taking a free base, as I call them. It makes it a lot easier to get outs.
5-4. Lacaparl leading here in the fifth. Tying run for Benson at second base. Next pitch down low for ball 3. 3-1 to Ellis Sanders.
good opportunity for the Braves to tie this game up with nobody out.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Foul territories. Geiser, the first baseman, picks it up. I just noticed Matty Geiser's first baseman. That's a big glove.
I don't know if there's a official size or not for first baseman's mitt.
Look how big that thing is.
It looks like a hockey goalie's mitt. A mega mitt is called a mega mitt. It looks like a mega mitt.
I just noticed that now. Here's the pitch inside for ball four. The walk, third walk of the game there, or fourth walk of the game by DeLean.
Coach Swatz is going to take a timeout and talk to his pitcher.
Yeah, this is important.
I think if you get in the loser's bracket, you have to win six straight to come back and win it all. If you stay in the winner's bracket, you know, you just cut down teams that get eliminated that you don't have to worry about.
Coach Sawatsky talking with his infield, make sure everyone's on the same page. What's the discussion like in the huddle there, Bart?
I'm thinking this one is a defensive discussion. Just remind him you got to force out any place. You know, take the best available out. And probably reminding Ava, you know, you're doing great. Just throw strikes. Don't be afraid to use your changeup.
Yeah, you want to build confidence in your pitcher, right?
Absolutely.
All right, here's Matty Osterbauer, who's for Benson. There's nobody out. And the pitch is fouled down in the front of the third base dugout.
Yeah, that was a good changeup that came in the inside. So, you know, and that could have been the conversation, you know. You rely on your changeup. You've been throwing it really well. And you can see the hitters are way out front on that changeup.
Robeski at second. Sanders at first for Benson. Nobody out. Pitch in the dirt for a ball.
It seems like now, Paul, when she's missing, it is those low ones that hit the dirt.
One ball, one strike to Matty Osterbauer. The pitch from DeLean. Fouled back for a strike. One and two. Now she can get her here.
Yeah, and it's important for the Braves hitter to make contact somehow. Give your team a chance to advance.
One ball, two strikes to number 11, Osterbauer. Her got teammates on first and second. Pitches down low for ball two.
Now those are just skipping the dirt.
Two balls, two strikes. To Osterbauer. The pitch from DeLean. It's way high for ball three. We got a full count. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. Eagles lead by one run, 5-4 here in the fifth.
That's a big pitch.
And DeLean, here it comes. Full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
That was a big out.
Wow. One out.
Now, she's had some of her biggest strikeouts have come with runners in scoring position.
That's strikeout number six for Ava. Now, here's Paige Robletsky. An RBI single, her last at bat. Pitch in the dirt, and Bond with another nice save. Robletsky. One ball on her here, and here we go. Ava. Delivery, it's high for a ball two. 2-0. Robletsky struck out in her first at-bat, and as I mentioned, RBI single to center. Here's the pitch, ground ball to Traeger at second. Her choice is to go to first and to get her.
Yeah, that actually is a smart play because the runner got a really good jump. It wasn't hit that hard. Had she tried to turn to throw it to second, I don't believe they would have got her. So she did the smart thing, got an out, Paul.
That was the second out, but the runners advanced to second and third, and we're going to have a courtesy runner, I believe.
Pinch runner going in
number
third.
Five. That would be, I don't have her number.
Well, we don't have her number on the official roster either.
Wait,
right here.
There it is, number five. I can't read it. Can't read the coach's writing.
Koberman. Allie Koberman? I can't quite tell.
Okay. But anyway, runners on second and third. Here's Matty Rozink. She had the big hit in the third inning. Two RBI double to right center. Eagles lead 5-4. Two outs. Benson has two on. Second and third. Here's the pitch to Rozink. And it's stopped by Bond. And staying at third base was the courtesy runner for Benson.
And it just skipped off her glove about 5 feet, 6 feet towards the third base dugout, not far enough to score.
Boy, if the Eagles can get out of this jam, they lead by one run. Here's the pitch from DeLane. It's high and inside. Strike. Wow.
I think you and I were just as surprised as the batter was.
That was a big strike. It's strike two now, right?
That was a huge strike. Now you can throw any pitch anywhere.
Here comes a changeup, I bet. David DeLane, one ball, two strikes, two out, two on. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup. My goodness. What a pitch by Ava DeLane to get out of a huge jam, Bart.
Yeah, they had second and third and one out, and she did it. Two straight strikeouts.
No runs, no hits, or one hit. No errors, and they leave two on. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles coming to bat. They're down. They lead 5-4. I'm getting a little excited here. Got to calm down. We'll be back after this.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill. Boy, I tell you what, Bart, how about Ava DeLane, the freshman, getting out of a big jam there?
Yeah, they had runners in second and third, one out, and looked like they could tie the game or possibly take a lead.
Here's Abby Amlin, takes a first pitch, a strike. Amlin had an RBI. Two RBIs in the game. Two RBI doubles. And the next pitch outside.
Yeah, she hits the ball well. She's had some good gappers and hard-hit balls today.
One was the deep right center field last time. Next pitch out high and outside to Amlin, who will be graduating on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And you'll hear that commencement ceremony right here on Q92 Sunday. Next pitch to Abby's a strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Or is it full count? Did he go like that? I thought it was 2-2. All right, here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. O'Leary fields it cleanly. Strong throw to first, and they get Amlin out. 6-3 put out, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And here's Eva Traeger. Eva had a RBI double in the first inning.
Boy, she's had a lot of big hits and RBIs today in both games.
She was all smiles when we handed her the player of the game t-shirt, wasn't she?
She was.
Pitches high to Traeger. Eva, I think she's a sophomore. She is. And the pitch. She's down low. Season's not over yet, but Coach Swatsky's got a lot of quality, experienced varsity players lined up for next year.
That's right. The whole infield returns and the pitching staff.
And there's a ground ball hit the second, knocked down by Goosen. Throws to first, out number two.
Good recovery. She knocked it down and picked it up. Sometimes you'll see him rush that throw and make a bad throw, but she settled herself down and strong throw over to first.
Yeah, in softball and infield, there's really no hesitation. You got to go bang, bang, right?
With the bases just 60 feet away, they can get there in a hurry.
Sadie Zarbach takes the first pitch outside. Sadie's had a tough play at the day at the plate here. Two strikeouts.
That's all you can just come back then. That's the great thing about it. She's got another chance.
Next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Zarbach. I believe Sadie's a sophomore as well. Next pitch, down in the dirt. Nobody on base. We got two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles lead 5-4, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah, when you mention all those sophomores, I think the Eagles varsity starts six, for baseball, starts six sophomores in their lineup. So very good class, that sophomore group.
Next pitch outside for a ball. We got three balls, one strike. And we are in the bottom of the fifth, as mentioned, 5-4. Lacapral Valley hanging on to that one run lead. And Nygaard winds up in the pitch. There's a shot there. Oh, got right center field. Rounding first base is Zarbach. She's on her way to second. Nobody's on second base for Benson.
Nobody was covering second base. That was just a shot. I think the second baseman didn't realize it was going that hard, went right past her glove, and then Zarbuck just kept going to second. Nobody was covering second base, like you mentioned.
Here's Riot Borsted, the right fielder. He was looking for an insurance run, and there's a here's a steal, and Zarbuck gets in the third base on the steal. The throw off the third baseman's glove from the catcher.
Yeah, it looks like the throw was there in time, and I think the third baseman was a little surprised at that and bounced off her glove. Otherwise, they might have had a chance to catch her stealing.
Riot Borsted takes the next. Oh, a strike there to Borsted. So an RBI, a very important run at third base there for Lacaparo Valley and Zarbuck. See if Borsted can hit her in. Nygaard, there's a pop-up to second base. Easy out. And that'll end the inning for Lacaparo Valley. So for that, for the Eagles in the fifth, no runs and one hit, no errors, and they leave Zarbuck at third base. We'll go to the top of the sixth. What a close ball game we got going on. Eagles lead by one run, 5-4. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Well, Bart, the Emmas are really good to us up here in the press box today.
Yeah, Abby's grandma and grandpa brought us chips and healthy popcorn, the smart food. Maybe they don't think we're very smart, Paul. They want us to eat some smart food.
All right, here's the top of the sixth. We got a softball game, folks. Section softball playoffs. The Eagles have a 5-4 lead on Benson, and Benson is batting here in the top of the sixth. 8-9-1 batters. Nygaard. Swing and a miss. Boy, the Deline really pitched well last inning.
Jeff has had a little bit of a tough time hitting the ball today. A lot of swing and misses, but it only takes one.
Ava's pitch in the dirt. Two balls, one strike to Tess Nygaard. On a cold Tuesday, I don't know what the temperatures are right now, but my goodness, it's cold out there.
I think it was 49 when I pulled up, and that was a long time ago. 55.
Here's a high pop-up. Shortstop makes the catch. Carson Whitnable, it's short on a pop-up off the bat of Nygaard.
I like the way she took command of that, called everyone off, and he got out of the way.
One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the number 9 batter, the right fielder, Dallas Gary. She struck out in the second and popped out to Geyser at first. Pitch down low.
So we've seen Ava hitting a lot of those pitches that are skipping off the dirt. Not sure what would cause her to do that, but I've just noticed that more in the last 2-3 innings.
And there's a high fly ball right field. Borsted going back, and she can't get there. Off her glove. And Gary's on her way to second base.
Yeah, that really was a tough play because the wind just kept pushing it. She was going back to her right in the gap. She reached up and just went off the tip of her glove. I say we give her a double.
Okay, double?
Yeah, I just think because she was moving to her right, going backwards, and reached up. And
she gave it a good effort, though.
She did. Yes, she did.
Ryan Borsted out right. So Benson with one out here. Tying runs at second base. Now it's the top of the order. And O'Leary. And O'Leary takes the first pitch from Deline, a ball.
Didn't Mrs. O'Leary's couch start a 5-year fire in Chicago that burned the city down? Knocked over a lantern or something?
Next pitch, ground ball, third base. Arbuckle knocks it down, and all the runners will be safe.
Yeah, that was going to be a challenging play anyway because she had to run about 3-4 steps to her left. But, if she, you know, she had such a strong arm, so if she fields that, she probably would have had a good chance to throw her up.
So Gary stayed at second base.
That was a good decision.
Yeah, the hit there, right? Or air? What do you call that one, Bart? You're the official. Ground ball. And Traeger fields it, goes to first, get that second out. Runners advance to third and second on that ground ball by Williams.
We have another second and third situation for the Braves. Last time, Ava Deline struck out two batters in a row to get out of that jam. Got a good hitter up now for the Braves, though. The base hit here would really, really make things interesting.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Benson has runners on second and third, two outs, and the batter is Megan Robleski. Deline trying to work out of a jam again. Ground ball, Zarbach fields it, throws the first. There's the third out. Sadie Zarbach at third base.
Nice play by the third baseman, Zarbach.
How about that? No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. We will go to the bottom of the sixth. The Eagles hanging on to that 5-4 lead. Let's see if they can add some runs here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, Lacapaul Valley leading 5-4 over the Benson Braves. What a softball game, Bart, here in the sixth.
Yeah, this is really an entertaining game. One-run game now. On the bottom of the sixth for the Eagles, you know, get a run or two. That gives you a little breathing room. And, of course, for the Braves, they want to keep it a one-run game heading to the seventh.
Well, the Braves really threatened quite a bit. They had runners on second and third both innings, I believe, the last two innings. Couldn't get a run. And here's Carson Whitnabel pops it up to right field, and Dallas Gary makes the catch in right field, one out here in the bottom of the sixth with the Eagles lead 5-4. Here's Maya Mortensen batting. Maya's due for a hit here.
If she can get on base, she's got great speed.
Pitch is high and away from Tess Nygaard.
The top of the order is looming.
You know, Nygaard's a ninth grader. Ava Deline's a ninth grader. Got two freshmen pitching.
We'll see a lot of them in the years to come.
There's a shot down the right field line that's going to go out of play in the bleachers, and some fan in the bleachers up against the fence there couldn't haul it in.
Do you think it was an error on them? Or
getting a high five from fans around him, but he didn't catch it. So Mortensen at the plate. One ball, one strike. Ooh, that's a strike. That was a good pitch there from Nygaard.
Yeah, Nygaard's ball moves in on the right-handed hitters, so if she can start it in the middle part of the plate, it's usually going to end up as a strike.
Nygaard winds up, and the pitch to Mortensen's down low for a ball. 2-2 count to Maya. Maya Mortensen for Lacapaul Valley. The pitch. That's down low. We got a full count, I believe.
It didn't miss by too much.
One out. Bottom of the sixth, 5-4 Eagles. Full count to Mortensen. Pitch way outside. And the Eagles get a base runner in Maya Mortensen.
And I looked for them to be aggressive, trying to get that run into scoring position, so you might see a hit and run or a stolen base attempt. Although the catcher for Benson, the last time they tried stealing, she threw a perfect throw down the second.
Well, Aiden Bond with one out. Here's Bond at the plate, and the pitch is a strike. That was a delay.
I think that's what threw me off a couple times. It's such a slow, delayed reaction on the strike call.
Aiden Bond batting. Mortensen on first. Pitch gets by the catcher. Oh, it hit her.
Oh, bounced it
off. Hits batsman.
We saw that happen one other time. It bounced in the dirt and came up and hit her in the leg.
So the Eagles, with one out here in the bottom of the sixth and the one-run lead, have runners on first and second. And here's Tally Khan.
Now our next three hitters can really drive the ball. Next four hitters. So they're in a prime situation to add to their lead right now.
And any insurance runs here? Sue, swing and a miss by Khan.
Yeah, Nygaard really reared back. That was a nice fastball she threw there.
She was going for Lockbar Lake there. One strike to Khan. In the dirt, it's by the catcher. The runners will go to third and second. So the runners are in scoring position. Mortensen at third, Bond at second, Khan at the plate. Callie's come around to score twice in the game.
She just needs to get the ball in the outfield, whether it's a hit or a fly ball, score a run.
Tess Nygaard pitches high for a ball.
You don't want to load up the bases for Geyser.
Crucial moment in this section softball game right here, folks. The Eagles with a one-run lead and runners on second and third. Here it is. Swing and down to third base and a throw to first. It gets by the first baseman. That's going to score two runs. Khan on her way to third, and she is going to be tagged out. No, she's safe. She slid under the tag.
And she's laughing. She's thinking, oh, I maybe shouldn't have ran. But, yeah, went to the third baseman. The runner at third was scoring. They didn't even look at her. Threw it past the first baseman. That allowed the second run to score. And then Khan went all the way around to third. Two big insurance runs.
Big error there on the Braves. So how do you score that with Khan there?
So she's going to get an RBI. She's going to reach on an error.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The second runner didn't score until it got passed. So she reaches on an error and one RBI. The run would have scored.
Here's Maddie Geyser. Big runs there for the Eagles. 7-4 now.
Boom.
Geyser, hard hit ball. It's short off the shortstop's foot. O'Leary goes out in the left field. And that'll score Khan. And it's 8-4 Eagles.
Seen that two or three times now. Just hard hit balls. I don't know if the defense realized how fast they're coming. She bent down and it caromed off her glove. We're going to have a runner, number 13, Ashton Shelfhead, will be running for Maddie Geyser at first base.
Ashton Shelfhead, an eighth grader.
We saw her play a lot of basketball this winter. But the bigger point is that's three runs. That's three big runs for the Eagles here.
8-4 now here in the bottom of the sixth. So the Eagles, they go out in the top of the seventh. They only need three outs. And here's Abby. Geyser, did she get hit there? What was that? In there?
Yeah, that was the
error. Okay, here's a high fly ball to right field off the bat of Geyser. Gary underneath of it makes the catch for the second out. So Abby swings at the first pitch, flies out to right for the second out of the inning. And Shelfstead will stay at first base. And here's Eva Traeger. Pitch thrown on the second, and Shelfstead dives head first into second base.
Did we see what the pitch was? Ball or strike?
Nope, I did not. Shelfstead got her uniform dirty.
It was a strike.
It was a strike. Two outs. Nygaard's pitch to Eva Traeger is a strike two. 0-2 to Traeger.
She can add to her RBI totals today. She's had numerous RBIs in two games.
Tess Nygaard's pitch, and that's outside for a ball. Traeger, she had an RBI in the first.
A couple hits and RBIs in the first game as well.
Next pitch, high for a ball. 2-2 count. Shelfstead standing at second base for La Caprile Valley. and Traeger at the plate. Two strikes, swung on and fouled back. Ball to the first base side. Wow. Big, big runs here for Acapulco Valley in the sixth. Try to tack on another one or two. Here's the pitch. A shot up the middle, base hit. Shelstead's around third base. She's going to score. And an RBI single for Eva Traeger.
Just an RBI machine.
Maddie Shelstead scores from second base. It's 9-4, Acapulco Valley.
Oh, and there's the aggressive base running. Got Shelstead down to second. She scores on that single.
Here's Sadie Zarbach. And the pitch to Sadie is a ball.
A little two-out rally again by the Eagles. They scored a lot of runs with two outs today.
Tess Nygaard, the freshman, delivers, and that's a strike to number 10.
Tess has pitched pretty well for the most part. Had a few errors defensively that could have got her out of some innings, but she's still battling out there in the sixth inning.
Nygaard's pitch, and that's a strike two to Sadie Zarbach. Then you got a base hit to right center field last at bat. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to Zarbach. Called strike three, and that'll end the inning. So for the Eagles, they pick up four huge runs that inning. Two hits, two errors, and they leave one on. We'll go to the top of the seventh. The Eagles three outs away from remaining in that winner's bracket. Can they do it? We'll find out right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Acapulco Valley. Folks, Eagles have a 9-4 lead. As we're in the top of the seventh inning, Benson batting. There's a ground ball, hit the Traeger, knocks it down, throws the first, and they get Sanders out for the first out here in the seventh inning.
It almost looked like DeLene was going to snag it. Went by her. DeLene came over to her right, picked it up, bobbled it just for a split second. She got rid of it in a hurry to just barely get the runner.
Acapulco Valley two outs away from staying in that winner's bracket. Here's the pitch to Benson's Maddie Osterbauer. Eagles scored four runs last inning. That was huge. DeLene's pitch. There's a solid hit to center. Amlin knocks it down. Osterbauer will stay at first base.
Yep. That was a hard hit ball, one hopper out to Abby. She knocked it down to prevent the extra base hit.
That really wasn't a fly ball. That was a line drive to center.
Yeah. Been a lot of good at-bats today by both teams.
Here's Paige Robletsky. 9-4 Eagles lead. Seventh inning. They need two more outs. Number three at the plate, Paige Robletsky takes first pitch of ball. DeLene pitch is high for a ball.
Yeah,
two balls, one strike.
It's too close.
Two balls, one no strikes, excuse me, to Robletsky. Next pitch is down low. Ball. 3-0 count. Ava Deline trying to close it out here for La Caparo Valley. She's in her windup. In the pitch, she swings at it. Yeah. I think it was 3-0 count.
That was rare because it looked like it could have been a high-pitch ball 4, but she went after it.
I think it's 3-1. Deline's delivers here. There's a foul ball off the roof of the first base dugout.
Now we know it's 3-2.
Okay. Yeah, he must be cold. He's keeping his hands in his pocket.
Full count, yep.
Full count. There you go. The pitch. Ooh, ball 4, and guess what? Benson has runners on first and second, one out.
Up to bat, number 27, Madison Rozenk.
Here's Maddie Rozenk. She had a big hit in the third inning, a 2-RBI double to right center field. And the pitch is a strike.
You know, they just want to keep getting runners on base, whether it's a hit, walk, well, however you can do it. Keep this game alive for the Braves.
Next pitch from Deline in the dirt. Bond stops it.
And you really have to be careful about trying to take extra bases down by 5.
One out here in the top of the 7th. The pitch from Deline, that's way high and inside.
Almost hit her.
For ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. So Rozenk. Here's the pitch from Deline. Ground ball hit the short.
Two.
Tag the runner,
nice
throw the ball. Double play!
What a smart play by Carson. Why are we not going off? She tagged her. Did they not see that?
And it should be a double play.
Why isn't it? So it was a ground ball to the shortstop. The runner from second to third was crossing right in front of her. She tagged her. You could clearly see it from our vantage point. She fired her over to first base for the double play.
Oh, well, they could call. The umpires are talking. It's just going to be one out.
Wow. Well,
who's out then?
Oh, the runner's just a runner going to first base on a 6-3 putout. Boy, you could just see the reaction of Sadie Zarbuck and Carson. You know, I thought she clearly hit her, touched her.
So it's not a double play.
No.
So Benson with runners on second and third. There is 2 outs. And the batter is Tess Nygaard, the Benson's pitcher.
That would have been a great play to end the game.
Yep. The third base umpire must have said she missed her. Swing and a miss by Nygaard. Deline has struck on Nygaard out twice today.
I just thought that was such a heads-up play by Carson just to do that play.
Whitnable, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Change up. Ooh, outside. Yeah, Ava should use her change up here. 9-4, Eagles lead, top 7. There's 2 outs. Eagles 1 out away. Can they get it? Deline's pitch to Nygaard is high for a ball.
She's had so many strikeouts with runners in scoring position.
Osterbauer on third. Robletski on second for Benson. Eagles just need one more out. Next pitch. Is a strike.
All right. End the game with a strikeout here.
Full count, 2 outs. Here we go.
Are you guessing change up, Paul?
Change up. Ava Deline in her windup. And the pitch.
Oh,
out the left field base hit. That's going to score a run. It's going to score 2. Nygaard's on her way with a stand-up double. 2 RBI double by Benson's Tess Nygaard. Cuts the lead to 9-6.
She threw a fastball inside, and Tess Nygaard just turned on it, hit a rocket right past Zarbuck at third base. She hardly had time to react and went all the way down to left field, easily scoring 2 runners.
Benson's not going away quietly. They're still alive. 9-6 to score now, and the number 9 batter, Dallas Gary, steps into the batter's box, takes the first pitch from Deline, a ball. That was a big hit by Nygaard. Deline. The pitch is down low, 2-0. Top of the order coming up for Benson. If Gary gets on here, the Eagles can get her out. Ava winds up, and the pitch is high for ball, 3-0.
And a walk isn't the end of the world. You set up a double play, a force out anywhere in the infield, and you're still up by 3.
9-6 to score, 2 outs. And a little change up, that's a strike.
The
battle was taken all the way on that one.
So here we go, folks. 3-1 count, two outs, runner on second. And it's a ball. And the runner goes to third. Runner's on the corner. And here's the top of the order for Benson, Jada Olean. She's made contact all four at bats, but out.
Well, she gets on here. It's really going to make things just getting interesting here at the game. But Vito's still in command with the 3-1 lead.
The tying run has come to the plate. The pitch to O'Leary is low for a ball. Always seems always hard to get that out, last out,
it
that
is.
One out.
It, no matter how many runs you're ahead, it never seems to go easy.
Ava trying to close it out here. Pitch is a strike.
The girl at first had a huge lead. I'm not sure why, because we're down by three.
Two outs. Pitch to O'Leary. There's a shot down the right field line that's going to go foul. And that was a big foul because it's a strike.
Yeah, she put a good cut on that, but well fouled on the right field line.
One ball, two strikes. Ava DeLean, one pitch away. Runners on the corners for Benson. The tying run is at the plate, folks. One ball, two strikes. Here we go. Turn your radios up. DeLean delivered. Ground ball. Whit Nabel at second. Throws to first, and there's the out in the ball game. And Lacaparle Valley wins it by a score of 9-6. Bart.
Yeah, just a great game all around. Both teams put the bat on the ball. The Eagles just cashed in a little more.
And Lacaparle Valley remains in the winner's bracket. They'll play in Marshall at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Big win for the Eagles. Big two wins for Lacaparle Valley. That was fun.
That was really an exciting game. A lot of good plays, some big defensive plays, and a lot of big hits.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. We're going to name a WOW, Autowash, and Laundry play of the game, and we're going to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182. Or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 5066. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby. Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated. Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Ottertail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. An exciting win for the Eagles as they defeat Benson by a score of 9-6. And our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is Ava Deline, the pitcher for the Eagles. Congratulations, Ava.
Thank you.
Talk about the game, your pitches and stuff here.
I think the first innings were good, and then we struggled a little bit, but...
Well, you came through. You worked your way out of some jams, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your pitches.
The changeup wasn't working great, but...
I thought it was.
It did.
Oh, you didn't think it was working great today, huh?
Not in the first half, and then... I think it got better as I went on.
Okay. You enjoy pitching?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy the pressure that comes with it? What grade are you in?
Ninth
grade, okay. You handle the pressure pretty good. We're good. Coach Sawatsky's with me right now. What's going on, Coach Sawatsky?
Well, we had to get Ava to get that piece of gum out of her mouth right there. So, you know, Ava's she's just such a talker that... I just got to tell you, I think that she did a great job grinding. You know, she's had days where she's had better stuff, and her changeup has been just really, really solid, a really solid pitch for her over the last few games. Today it wasn't her, you know, the best, but what I was so proud of her about is, I mean, she had the fight in her. She had the dog in her, and I thought she got herself out of a lot of pickles.
Yep.
She gave us all sorts of opportunities to make plays, and I just, that's what leadership is. And the thing about Ava is she doesn't get shaken, right? So when things start getting a little tough, you can look her straight in the eyes, and she's like, "I'm good," you know, just stone faced. So I'm just really super proud of her.
Yeah, I know you went in and called a timeout. That one time went in a circle, and Bart and I said, "I wonder what Coach Sawatsky's saying."
Yeah,
what were you saying?
I just said, "Ava, do we need to fight here? I mean, do we? No."
Did he say that, Ava?
No, I did not say that. you know, sometimes it's just a matter of, and Bart's been in here too, so hey, Bart, welcome to the first softball game. We're really happy to have you out here. So, and we'd like you to keep coming. But sometimes when we go out to the circle, we just got to talk about, hey, let's relax a little bit. Let's just take a breath. We talk about situations, what's going to happen if the ball's hit to you. Very seldom do we talk mechanical things out there. We just sometimes need to settle ourselves in. And Ava's worked really hard to be successful. I mean, she's put a lot of time in. And so,
I love the changeup. You keep throwing that because that is a nasty changeup. Do you practice on that a lot?
Yeah.
So you throw your fastball. What? How do you determine when you're going to throw that changeup?
It's whatever he calls, and then Aiden will give me
Coach Slotsky makes the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay. And you have confidence in your changeup?
Sometimes.
Yes, a couple times. Bart said the batters are way ahead of it.
Yeah.
So
I always have confidence in her changeup, and even though it wasn't her best pitch tonight, we're still going to throw it, and that's what we tell her is you better keep working on it. You got to make some adjustments. And we just talked out there. I was a pitcher back in the olden days, and sometimes it's not your best day, so it's a matter of how hard can you fight, and she had it in her today, and that was awesome.
All right, congratulations, Ava. You're a Neon Needles player of the game. Enjoy the Subway.
Thank you.
And enjoy the shirt. Is that your first shirt you got?
Yeah.
I love it.
I think you're going to be getting a lot more player of the game shirts by the time you're done, right, Scott?
Yep, she's a worker. She's a worker. Key part of our team.
All right.
Congrats, kiddo.
Thank you.
Why don't you give the headset to Bart there, and we'll talk to Coach Sawatsky about the game because, you know, Benson upset KMS earlier today. That was a big upset, wasn't it?
It was big. You know, that was a 3-6 game, and Benson's record wasn't great. I don't know if they got overlooked, but that's one of the first things we talked about in our pregame huddle before that third game is, hey, they're riding on a high right now. They just came off a big win, a win that nobody was expecting.
And how many times have you say that KMS is out in the first round?
Well, yeah,
in these past years,
for sure. So we knew that their adrenaline was going to be high, and we had just sat for a game. So that sometimes is a tough deal, but we came out and fought our way through it.
Yeah. Well, we talked to Coach Miller between games, and we were talking about their record. He goes, our conference was loaded this year, and said it was really tough. That's why we don't have very many wins.
Yeah.
So they kind of were surprising, but then when you look at the big picture, maybe not so.
Yeah.
Just staying with Ava Deline here, you know, in the first inning, she worked her way out of some big jam.
For sure.
Especially the fifth inning when they had runners on second and third. I think nobody out or one out.
Yeah.
And then she struck out two of the next three batters.
For sure. You know, and that's just the competitive mentality that any pitcher has to have, right? I mean, you got to have short-term memory and sometimes forget about when things aren't going well. And she does that. You know, she's just stone-faced and ready to rock and roll.
And hitting-wise, both games, let's talk about both games, Eva Traeger knocked the cover off the ball today, didn't she?
She's knocked the cover off the ball all season long, honestly. I mean, she's been just a really consistent hitter for us and has a nice keen eye at the plate. Then when she gets on the base, I would say she's not our fastest base runner, but instinctually she just really makes good decisions and ends up taking extra bases frequently because she just reads pitches so well.
Abby Amlin, too.
Yeah, and Abby's another one who's just had a heck of a season. And not only has she had a heck of a season at the plate, defensively, you know, there was a play that she made in center field that was driven back to the fence with the wind going out. There aren't a ton of girls that can make an overhead catch like that on the run, and she just makes it look easy.
Yeah, we commented on that. What a great play that was.
Yeah.
This is Bart's first softball game.
You know, I
love this.
I've done a lot of coaching with Bart over the years, and we've been to a lot of different baseball games, so I love the fact that he's here. And I said to him in that second game, just for anybody listening on the radio, we're going to turn him into a softball addict, you know.
You've got me sold. I love this game.
I love it.
He loves the robot.
Yeah.
Hey, that's you.
Right? Right.
That's pretty cool, that robot that marks the...
Yeah.
Works well?
Yeah. You know... Yeah, I'm kind of an old-fashioned, let's chalk the field and go.
Bart is too.
But I was impressed.
Yeah.
Well, big win, you know, like Bart and I were saying, it's so important to stay in the winner's bracket.
100%, yeah. So we talked about that in our team circle at the end, too, and I'm too old to remember yesterday, but I think this is, we've been very fortunate over the years to win these first two games, maybe the last 5 years that we've played, And so now the crossover happens, and so we'll see a South team. I don't know.
At 11 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing probably Wabasso that we'll see.
Yeah.
They're the one seed. We're the two seed. I'm guessing. I don't know who won today or what.
No, we haven't checked that yet.
Yeah. No. But, you know, they'll be tough, but regardless, we put ourselves in a good spot because when you get in that loser's bracket, you got to play a lot of games. So.
That's right.
Yes, you do. So.
Bart, anything else?
No, I got to come back and watch more softball.
Let's do it.
You're going to Tennessee, though.
Yeah, we're going to Tennessee to watch College World Series.
I love it.
That'll be another great experience.
Brandon got some great news today with a number four seed
in the country, so that's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. He's done a great job.
And you guys do a good job hosting.
Yes.
Four teams here today.
Quick thank you to everybody who helped out with this. I mean, from radio to concessions to maintenance to grounds crew to, whoever. Everybody, yes. So it's a big undertaking, but we're happy to do it in a beautiful facility.
All right. Well, good luck Saturday.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Just keep in the winner's bracket.
We're going to keep fighting, that's for sure, and these girls have that in them.
Right, keep flying, Eagles.
Yep, that's right.
All right, we'll talk to you on the Coach's Show Saturday morning as well.
Sounds good, thank you.
Head Coach Scott Sawatsky. Bart?
We have the WOW Ottawa.
Oh, the WOW Ottawa.
So I'm combining two because in two different innings, second and fifth inning, Benson had runners second and third with one out, and Ava Dillian got two strikeouts in both of those innings to get out of that jam. That's really impressive.
That's our WOW Ottawa.
So you got to just say, wow, what a tremendous
you
job.
You did say wow on that last strikeout. And we want to thank Brent Mostings for sponsoring the play of the game. WOW Ottawa and Laundromat there in Dawson. So that's our WOW Ottawa play of the game, and our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Ava Dillian, a freshman pitcher for the Eagles.
And her first time.
And her first.
That.
Eva Traeger's first
so
time.
First today. That is awesome.
All right, Bart, enjoy your trip to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Cheering on Alec Tech and Community College baseball team in the World Series.
Yeah, we'll be following you guys on the radio to keep updated how the Eagles are doing. Both the boys and girls will be playing Saturday, so there's a lot of playoff action coming up.
All right, and I want to thank Phil back at the studio for running the board and all our fine sponsors, especially UFP Minnesota. They're our premier sponsor this year for section sports. We thank them for sponsoring, being the premier sponsor here on Q92, and all our sponsors. A lot of great sponsors. Without them, these broadcasts wouldn't be possible. So with that, we'll turn it back to you in the studio. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pierce and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Frog at Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Gray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Tadditz Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Autowood Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Fluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, And Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dreyer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Biesman Incorporated, Lee Lumber.